It's time now for your comments, first on a story from Wednesday's program about a Virginia man who caused a stir by walking into a grocery store with a loaded rifle. He was also carrying a note saying he was exercising his Second Amendment rights. The man was not arrested because Virginia allows citizens to openly carry weapons, something supported by the advocacy group OpenCarry.org.
We're treating gun owners like some kind of criminal. What the open carry movement is trying to do is to normalize the presence of firearms in daily life.
Many of you found that notion, expressed by Open Carry's founder John Pierce, troubling. Aris Cleanthus of Baltimore, Maryland, writes, "There is nothing normal about the presence of firearms in daily life, Mr. Pierce. I respect your right to own and bear arms, but please respect my right to live in a peaceful, nonviolent environment."
To a different story now about thousands of gnomes popping up around Oakland, California, the 6-inch hand-painted wooden variety. I talked with the man behind the little men.
Down on 3rd Avenue, there's a tattoo shop. The gnomes in front of that shop, one has an anchor tattooed on his arm, one has a heart tattooed on his arm. There's a section down by the water. Each of the gnomes there are in Bermuda shorts with tattoos as well.
The story made many of you smile, including Karen Grube of Corona, Indiana, who writes, "It is so refreshing to hear a feel-good story like the gnomes of Oakland and the creator who wants to remain anonymous, but you really missed the perfect line. The creator wishes to remain un-gnome."
Well, punny or not, we enjoy your letters. You can write us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.